Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Insight, wisdom, knowledge, leverage, success, and legacy. Welcome to Business in the Bible with Dr. Will Morgan.
Taking nothing for granted. That's my question for you guys. Are you squeezing everything out of life?
Turning your dream
not wanting to live life, not thinking about living life, not hoping, not wishing to live life, living life.
Welcome to Business and the Bible. I'm your host, Dr. Will, and I want the next 30 minutes to be informative, insightful, and most of all, time well invested. I want to take this time to thank you so much for joining me on today. Wherever you're joining me from around the world, I greet you and welcome you to Business and the Bible here on Bashani Radio. We're back for our third season. I'm excited for all the things that I get to share with you this season. I want to continue to be an important part of your business development, your life growth. So thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your very first time joining us on Business and the Bible, Thank you. I want to encourage you to join us each and every week where I'll be sharing with you strategies and systems and tools to help you grow in life and in business. I am in my beautiful city of Phoenix, Arizona. And once again, wherever you are in the world, I want to thank you once again for joining us. Season number two was a blast. I had an opportunity to connect with so many of you, and I'm just grateful and thankful for that opportunity. It just always amazes me that through these different mediums, we can connect literally all around the world. And I'm excited about that. So for those of you that are coming back, joining us for season three, and once again, for those of you that are just joining us, I am excited to have you here. Well, we have an exciting show today. We're going to be talking about how to increase sales, And this topic came up. I recently had an opportunity to sit down with one of my good friends, Spencer Lodge. And Spencer is one of the top individuals in the sales arena. He lives in Dubai. He's lived in Dubai for the last 12 years. He's originally from the UK, and he flew out here for us to do some business here in Arizona. And we had a wonderful chat, did a couple of podcasts for some other shows, and he shared just some wonderful nuggets that I want to share with my Business and the Bible audience. So make sure you have a piece of paper, if that's available to you, and a pen. You're somewhere sitting down. I encourage you each and every week to invest this 30 minutes in yourself, to get into a quiet place, sit down and really listen, take notes to what I'm sharing here, and see how you can implement them into your life and your business to make things run a little smoother. And for the benefit of those of you that are just connecting with us this season, let me give you a little bit of information, number one, about myself, and then how we can even connect after the show via social media. So I'm originally from Compton, California. I tell people that I've been an entrepreneur practically all of my life. If I go all the way back and just think about the earliest times when I was out there either cutting grass, pumping someone's gas, selling candy, I can't think of a time when I was not an entrepreneur. But officially, I've been an entrepreneur for 16 years now, since 2001, when I left the United States Army. So I've been doing this for quite some time. I had the pleasure of living in Europe for 15 years and moved to Phoenix, Arizona in 2010. And so Phoenix is now home. I am a international speaker. I'm a best-selling author. I've written over 40 books. I have a leadership consultant company, a book publishing company, a real estate company. So entrepreneurship is in my veins. I also have a degree in biblical studies. And so I thought, wouldn't it be cool to marry those two ideas that I'm very passionate about, business and the Bible? And what we attempt to do, this is not about trying to persuade you to follow any particular faith. After reading 700 business books, personal development books over the years, I just find the Bible very fascinating, and I find the Bible filled with good nuggets and good wisdom that we can use to direct our lives and our business. So each and every week, we look at a theme. This week, we're looking at how to increase your sales. I pick a verse of text from the Bible that I think relates to the subject, and we just kind of explore. So that's what we do here each and every week on business and the Bible. And I'm just excited once again that you're here, and want you to come back every week. If you find value in this type of information, please share it out. You can connect with me on social media, on Twitter at Dr. Will Speaks, Instagram Dr. Will Speaks, Snapchat Dr. Will Speaks. And on Facebook, you can look me up, Dr. Will Moreland, and on LinkedIn under the same name as well, Dr. Will Moreland. And if you're a serious entrepreneur, we have a Facebook group that you can join. It's called Team Genius Entrepreneurs. Team Genius Entrepreneurs. And if you want to learn more about what we're doing in the space of helping entrepreneurs grow and develop in business, you can check out our website, www.realteamgenius.com. So with that being said, I'm excited once again, season 3 here on Bashani Radio. Remember to tune in each and every week. If you find this type of information thought-provoking and you believe that it can help you in your endeavors, as I said in the intro, I want this next 30 minutes to be a place of information, a place of insight. But most of all, I want you to feel as you invested your time wisely. So with that being said, let's hop right into today's lesson, how to increase sales. And as I said earlier, I recently had a conversation with a good buddy of mine, Spencer Lodge, and you can check Spencer out on social media. You can go to his website, makeithappen.university, and learn more about what he's doing. But I just really had a great time with Spencer here in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago. And I took some great notes, and I want to share that with you. So let's look at our text this day, and we'll launch into today's lesson. So I'm going to be reading from Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 5, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. It says, let the wise listen and add value to their learning. Let the wise listen and add value to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Now, you may be saying, I thought you said we're talking about how to increase sales. Well, we are talking about how to increase sales, and I'm going to tie this in and show you how it all ties in. So when I was sitting down with Spencer, I asked him a couple of questions, and one of the questions I asked him was, how can we as entrepreneurs increase our sales? This is an area where I think all of us would love to increase in. Many of us are challenged in this area. How do you close the sale when you get in front of people, when you're sharing your services, when you're sharing your product? How do you convince people, or how do you persuade people to buy or invest in your service or products? So here in Proverbs, it says, let the wise listen and add value to their learning. Let the wise listen and add value to their learning. This scripture is going to be very key in today's lesson, and I'm going to share with you the first point to how to increase your sales right after this message. Stay tuned. You're listening to Business and the Bible on Bashani Radio.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Kaboom.
You are listening to BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Welcome back to Business and the Bible. I'm your host. Thank you for tuning in today. If you're just joining us, we're talking about how to increase sales. And I don't know about you, but this is an area that I believe all of us can develop in and get better in. And this is an area I don't think any of us would have a problem growing in. So how do we increase sales? And I was sharing with you guys before the break, I had an opportunity to sit down with a good buddy of mine, Spencer Lodge, who is awarded as one of the top sales people in Dubai. One of the top salespeople in Dubai. So Spencer knows what he's talking about. So when I had the opportunity to sit down with him, I was thinking about my community here on Business and the Bible. And I said, let me make sure I get some nuggets that I could come back and share with my family here on Business and the Bible. So I was sitting down with Spencer, and Spencer began to share three critical things that will help you increase your sales. And we started off looking at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, and it says, let the wise listen and add value to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. So Spencer shared with me, if you're going to increase sales, one of the first things that you want to do is listen to their problems. Whoever you're in front of, get them to talk about their problems. So that's why we're using this scripture in Proverbs, because Proverbs backs that up and it says, let the wise listen. So if you want to be a wise salesperson, and all of us are salespeople, that was one of the things that Spencer shared with me, is that many entrepreneurs have a problem with thinking of themselves as sales individuals. So that's one of the things that you want to begin to renew your mind, to understand that no matter what business you're in, you are in sales as well. And that's one of the things that I say, I've shared before, that when I was in the military, no matter what your job was, they always wanted to remind you that you were a soldier. So there were some foundational things that we had to do. One of those things being we had to remain physically fit. Another thing was that we had to remain qualified on our weapon. So each year we would have to go out to the shooting range and qualify on our weapon. So no matter what you did, no matter what your job title was, no matter what your position was, there were some foundational things that you had to maintain. And the same is true with being an entrepreneur. I always say that no matter what you do, no matter what your service or product is, At the foundation of that, you are a marketer. You got to learn how to market yourself. You got to learn how to communicate to your targeted market. And Spencer shared with us that along with that foundation of marketing, you have to remember that you have to sell yourself. You got to sell yourself. You got to sell your service and you got to sell your product. And one of the ways that you do that, one of the most effective ways, and this is coming from someone, once again, who has 23 years of experience in this sales arena. He's been noted as one of the top sales people in all of that region over in Dubai. So he's somebody you really want to listen to. So Spencer says the first thing you want to learn how to do is listen to their problems, because for most individuals, they're looking to solve a problem. Many times we want to talk about our service and we want to talk about our product and we want to talk about how good it is and how effective it is. But if it's not solving a problem for that particular person, they're not going to be, they're not going to want to invest in your service or your product. So if you're going to increase your sales, the first thing you need to do is listen to their problems. So one of the things that you can do is begin to inquire and begin to ask them, the potential client, begin to ask them, what are you struggling with? What keeps you up at night? And as they begin to tell you what keeps them up at night and what they struggle with, then what you want to do as you're listening, you want to see if you have a service or you have a product that will help them. You want to see if you have a product or service that will meet their need, that will solve their problem. So once you've listened to them, now what you're doing is going into your mental Rolodex and asking yourself, honestly, with this service, or would this product help them? If you have a product or service that will help them, then number two, Spencer shared with me that you want to provide a solution to their problem. And I want you to think about this. If a person goes into a drugstore and they have a headache, they're going to go to the medicine aisle. And what they're doing is they're looking at the different medicines and they're looking for the medicine that is going to solve their problem. They're looking for the medicine that's going to solve their problem. So if they have a headache, they're not looking for sinus medicine. If they have a headache, they're not looking for nasal congestion medicine. If they have a headache, they're not looking for fever medicine. They're looking for the medicine that's going to solve their problem. So that's what you want to think about. Once you've listened to them, number two, you want to provide a solution to their problem. Provide a solution to their problem. Now, see how that matches up? Think about this now. Think about the genius behind this. They have a problem. You have a solution. You see how that's going to make it easier for them to buy or invest in your product, because they have the confidence now that your service or your product is going to fix their problem. When you begin to do this, you see how that can naturally increase your sales? See how that can naturally increase your sales? When you allow them to talk, a lot of times, once again, as entrepreneurs, we want to talk and we want to talk about how good our service is, how good our product is. And the potential client is saying to themselves, I don't need this. This is not going to help me. This is not going to solve a pain that I have. This is not going to fix a problem that I have. So by you disciplining yourself, by you disciplining yourself to allow yourself to just listen to their problems, then you can match the right product or service to that problem, thereby increasing your sales. The third thing, told you I was going to share with you three things that Spencer shared with me. Three things. So number one, we said you want to listen to their problems. So whenever you get into in front of someone, begin to probe and begin to ask them what problem, what situation is keeping them up at night, what difficulties are they having in business or in life. And as you're listening, you want to ask yourself, do I have the solution to their problem? And here's another concept that I want to remind you guys of that we talk a lot about here on Business and the Bible. I always want you to think of yourself as the ultimate solution, the ultimate solution. And what is the ultimate solution? The ultimate solution is you have a mindset that you're going to go over and above for your client or your potential client. You're going to go over and above where most people are saying, well, they didn't pay me for that. They didn't hire me to do that. So I'm not going to share that information with them. I'm only going to share information based upon what they hired me to do. Well, that's not the mindset that you want to have. You want to have the mindset of the ultimate solution. And that just means I'm going to go over and above. So as you're talking to this individual, you're listening to their problem. Number two, you're looking to see if you have the service or the product that can solve their problem. But I don't want you to be intimidated to offer them a solution that you do not provide. I don't want you to be intimidated to offer them a solution that you do not provide. Maybe you have a colleague that can help them and service them better than you could. Don't be intimidated to do the right thing for your client. Let me say that again. Don't be intimidated to do the right thing for your client or even your potential client. Don't be intimidated to do the right thing. And that goes into number three. That goes into number three. Spencer shared with me. Number three, you want to inform them how to avoid this problem in the future. You want to inform them how to avoid this problem in the future. So number one, I'm looking to listen to their problem. Number two, I'm providing a solution if that's in my will, if that's in my wheelhouse. And then number three, whether they're going to work with you, get your service or not, invest in your product or not, inform them based upon your experience, based upon your knowledge, share with them, let them walk away better than when they first met you. That should be one of your goals, that whoever has contact with you, that when they walk away from you, they're walking away better. And because you're the ultimate solution, trust me, guys, you can't lose with this strategy. You cannot lose with this strategy. Even if this particular individual doesn't decide to invest with you, you've sown seeds that are going to return to you in a big, major way. So don't be intimidated of going that extra mile. Don't be intimidated to be the ultimate solution, to go over and above. And if you do these three things, if you incorporate this into your system, into your strategy of interacting with potential clients, you, number one, you're learning to listen to their problems. You're looking in your wheelhouse. You're not offering them anything that's not going to solve their problem. Because in the long run, guys, you're just going to hurt yourself in the long run. So discipline yourself. Have the courage enough to do the right thing. To say, you know, I'm listening to your problem. And this product that I have may not be the best product for you. But I have someone that I would love for you to meet. I believe they have the right product for you. Don't be intimidated to do that. Don't be intimidated to do that, guys. Because what that person's going to do is they're going to walk away and they're going to have a more favorable attitude toward you than if you sold them a service or a product that they did not need because it did not solve their problem. And they may not need your service today, and they may not even need your service tomorrow. But guess what? I believe that even if they met someone, they would be willing, if they heard that person's problem and they knew that you had the solution or the service or the product to help that individual, I believe that person would be more willing to recommend you because you didn't make them buy or invest in something they didn't need. And you dealt with them from the position and the mindset of the ultimate solution. And they felt good about encountering you. And look at the story that they have. Even when that other person asks them, well, have you used their service or product? They will have the testimony. They will have the story that, no, I haven't used their product or their service, but this is what they did and this is how they helped me. They led me to the right individual. They led me to the right service or product. What a great testimony. What a great testimony to have. What a great review from someone that may not even be your client. Think about that, guys. You're listening to Business and the Bible here on Bashani Radio. I'm Dr. Will, and today we're talking about how to increase sales. And I've been sharing with you three principles that I learned from my good buddy, Spencer Lodge of Make It Happen. I had the opportunity to sit down with Spencer when he flew here to Arizona, and we sat down for 6 or 7 hours just talking about business and doing a couple of podcasts. And we have an event coming up that we're planning for, and I'll be sharing that with you guys here in the near future. But I just had a wonderful time, and I knew that Spencer was going to come full of wisdom and knowledge, and I asked him to share some things with me that I would be able to come back and share with my business and the Bible family. And so we've just been talking about how to increase sales, and Spencer shared with me three pivotal things that we can do. Number one, listen to their problems. Listen to their problems. Number two, be honest about if you have a service or a product that can solve their problem. Be honest about that. And number three, inform them how in the future they can avoid that problem. If you have some wisdom on how they can avoid that problem in the future, give them that wisdom. You always want people to walk away from you better than when they met you. And one of the ways you can do that is by empowering them with information, empowering them with knowledge. So we're coming to the end of another fantastic show. It goes by so fast. I can't believe how fast it goes by. But I hope that you found value in today's show, that once again, this has been a place where you can come and get information, and you can get insight, and you can be inspired to be better in life and to be better in business. As we get ready to close, I just want to remind you that you can reach out to me once again on social media. You can reach out at the handle at Dr. Will Speaks. That's DR. WILLSPEAKS KS at Dr. Will Speaks. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. If you want to find me on Facebook, we have a wonderful, wonderful Facebook page full of some amazing entrepreneurs. That Facebook page is Team Genius Entrepreneurs. Team Genius Entrepreneurs. I would love for you, after we get off of here, for you to go over there and join that growing community of serious entrepreneurs. And then I also want to invite you back every single week right here on Bashani Radio to come in and listen to Business and the Bible. And remember, if you can't join us on Sundays, the awesome thing that I love about this platform is that it gives you the opportunity to download each and every show at your convenience. So if you can't meet us on Sunday, listen, join us anytime during the week. I would also suggest, so you won't forget, just set yourself a reminder. Every Sunday, we release a new episode here on BashaniRadio.com. So with that being said, that means that you can come at any time and download the show. So I suggest that you download it once again, share it with your friends, share it on your platform. If you believe that this is information that can help other entrepreneurs learn and grow and develop in their life and business, please lead them here to Business and the Bible. Well, I thank you so much. I want you to go out and have a great week. Remember, you are highly favored and blessed, and nothing can stop you. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Business and the Bible. I'm Dr. Will, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. We global. BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
We're taking over the radio.
Thank you for listening to another great episode of BashaniRadio.com. Make sure to like Bashani Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. All of our social media connections are located on BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything.